Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca, download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha Small Business. All right, Matt, today we are talking about snow. And no, you and I are not on a train from Florida to the Columbia Inn in Pine Tree, Vermont, with two sassy sisters about to do some tap dancing together. We are talking more about the pandemic that is sweeping the nation lately, and that is snow and the impact of snow on small business. And I will let you start with your rant about snow.
We believe the Kawartha is going to be the most thriving region for business unless there's a somewhat large amount of snow and we're all just going to shut it down because we can't handle snow up in the Kawarthas.
It's true. I think, you were talking the other day just about, I think, being maybe surprised at, you know, some businesses just completely shutting down for the whole day or sometimes multiple days because of snow. I think I do understand that that happens sometimes, but at the same time, snow is a very predictable phenomena. We do have to deal with weather and it can be expensive, but it's part of, running a business is dealing with snow.
Yeah. Like I saw, this winter, especially, maybe because I'm following more local businesses in the past winter than I have in previous years and everything, but more people just shutting down the business because of snow. Is it a lot of snow? Maybe. That's subjective. I truly believe that we are in an area that should be used to snow. We are not in the states, the southern states. We're not in California. We're not in Florida, where it is rare for them to get snow, and there's no municipal type of budget to take care of those snow days. That's a fair reason. If some sort of snowfall in Florida hit those businesses and they don't know how to react, they don't know how, they don't have snow tires, they don't know how to get into their shops, etc. It would be the same if a tornado hit some of the businesses locally up here. That's a reason to shut down. That's some weather that we're not prepared for and could be scary. But we're in Kawartha Lakes. We're in Canada. We're in Northern Ontario, but like we're in Ontario. Like we should be used to and accustomed to snow to the point that we are able to open our businesses if there is a somewhat large amount of snow. Whatever, let's just call a large amount of snow. I'm tapping, dancing around the idea of the subjective side of snow. Large snowfall or not, you should be able to open your business.
Yeah, I think you need to have a plan. I mean, again, I think crazy, like, you know, once in 100-year events, there's times where that can't happen. But for the most part, you need to be prepared. You might be delayed. I know... I live in a place where sometimes I literally just can't get out of my driveway, but that's barely happened. Usually I can get out, I can make it in if I need to, maybe not on time. Maybe I wait a little bit for plows to come through and it delays it a little bit. But I think, you know, if you are running a store, if you're running a business, you at least need to have a snow plan. And a lot of people don't have that type of plan and you end up losing a day. And that's crazy expensive for a small business. You have overhead to pay. You're losing out on sales. I think you noted you're giving people a chance to change their habits. Maybe people need you that day and now you're not there. So they're going to go somewhere else or find something else to do.
Yeah. And like, if you couldn't get out of your driveway, but you had an appointment or you had something you'd get to, you tell the people, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late. And then you would start shoveling. You would actively try to get out of your driveway and do what you had to do. I don't think that's an excuse just not to show up to an appointment or show up in this case to like to people's businesses to open them and work. It's crazy. I think I want to say some laziness to it. We're like, well, it's really snowy. We don't want to do this. But honestly, frankly, what it is just bad business. I think it's people that don't really know how to run their business and they're tied or what's a better saying? Maybe handcuffed to their stores, handcuffed to their shops, where if they're the ones that can't get in, nothing can happen in that store. Well, if I'm snowed in, I can't open my shop because I don't have a who that can open up my shop, or I don't have a who that can stand behind the counter and take people's orders. I don't have a who that can, when someone is at the store and brings me a product to purchase, they can't ring it through. That's bad business. That's not anything else.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point about, yeah, being prepared for that. And, you know, you probably have somebody who can get there without a lot of trouble. If you have a staff, you know, it's not going to be as busy. It'll be a different day, but you could be open. You can hold down the fort until everybody gets there. And you're right about business. If we're so exhausted from running our business that we use sort of a weather event to be like, oh, just I need a whole day off. That's, I think, the sign of a deeper problem, which is you need the balance in your life. You need to have other people who can run the business. You need to strengthen and grow, maybe recharge your business so that you have that personal flexibility to not necessarily need be the one who's there. I know just if I loop to personal experiences, I love working on snow days. That's just as, you know, in the past as an employee, you know, I used to work at a bank in Fenland Falls. And it's funny, we never had like staff away on snow days because everyone was always there. And it'd be maybe a bit quieter of a day because you might have some people cancel some appointments. But you could do some different things on that day, make it fun, you know, order lunch from the restaurant that's, you know, open but slower, and do things like that. But just to take the whole day when, you know, if the roads are cleared by 10 a.m., you've already chosen to sort of give up a whole day is just kind of crazy to me.
Good luck getting lunch. We tried to go out for lunch on Friday because of this. And I was like, well, good thing I checked because they decided to close down. And it was a beautiful day. We talked about it on the way out of Olympia because we went to the Olympia instead. And on the way out, like, man, it's actually kind of beautiful out. Like, it was sunny. It didn't feel as cold as it was saying, walking up and down Lindsay. I never even thought about the point that you brought up of like, you can just completely plan for snow. It's not that abstract of an idea. It's not like there's 100,000 apps out there that can tell us when weather is coming. You could very easily have a plan. Like, if it's only you in your store, that's maybe a different conversation, but I think that's a problem. Yeah. Probably not the only person that works in your store. Someone can get there. And you can plan for that ahead of time. You can look at the weather a day before, 2 days before, hours before, and have a plan to make sure that you are open.
Yeah. And I think, too, you can have, you know, like, the backup snow day plan, right? Like, maybe you're spending that whole day working on online sales or working on your sales funnel if it's not busy. You know, it's seizing that moment to do something more fun. You could be on social media, you know, if you have an audience that interacts a little bit, you know, trying to get people either come in or maybe you're doing delivery just that day because you happen to have a vehicle that can get through and sort of like the adventure of a snowstorm. I know I used to be that person. I used to love working and doing things in snowstorms. Now, you know, not so much. I don't love it. I'm thankful I can usually work from home if I need to. But, you know, it's taking advantage of what that happened or what opportunity that presents versus being surprised by it and just shutting down.
I wonder if, like, with straight retail businesses or even restaurants. I wonder if there is, of course, the circumstance that people aren't going to show up on snow days. So we're not going to sell anything. What's the point? I think honestly to that, you really need to consider some sort of e-commerce purchase, that because of weather, because we're in Kawarthas, because this is not an absurd circumstance where it's going to snow a lot. It's going to snow frequently. Again, we're not in Florida. You need to have a backup plan. Maybe the backup plan is having e-commerce capabilities. That so you can still sell something online. You can still sell a shirt online. You can still sell a lunch online. Because people don't stop needing your products and services. And this is where my whole thought of this actual podcast came from. When I was shoveling the driveway for what felt like the 10th time over 2 days. And I have to shovel the driveway. I live in the country and it's just chaos everywhere. It's just wind everywhere. There's snow everywhere. I could not get out of my driveway. I was that person. I had to. But also, like, I'm out there putting in a little bit of work to make sure that I could get out of my driveway. The roads were plowed. They'd been plowed. This was, I think, Friday or Saturday morning, like 4 times. I have to get up at like 6 o'clock for my kids. And between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning, 4 plows went by, 2 both ways, right? Like the roads were totally fine. But then you're still seeing businesses that were like, oh, too much snow. I have to close again today. It's like, what's going on there? Like people still need products and services. That doesn't stop on snow days, whether it's something they have to get that day, an essential product and service, or you know what? People still want to do stuff. Even if it's a snow day, they still want to go buy a toy for their kid. They still want a ridiculous lunch with their friend. Like they're going to go elsewhere. If you're not open, they're going to continue to look around. They break a routine, which probably is the biggest concern about all of this. We talk about marketing being a exercise in repetition. Maybe successful business is a exercise in creating habits with people. And that gets broken when you choose to close voluntarily for literally no real reason. And these are the same businesses that have probably fairly been extremely upset that they've had to shut down throughout COVID, now choosing to close down because it's snowing. Like yeah. They're breaking habits everywhere with people. If I can't get something, Lindy downtown or somewhere else that's decided to close down, I'm going somewhere where I can conveniently get it. You know what? That's Amazon. That's why Amazon rocks. It rules. It's so easy to use. It's there for me all the time. It's easy to find whatever I need. It's going to ship to me in a couple days. I don't really need to do anything. It's too convenient. And that's the biggest problem with some of the businesses, like making it really difficult to purchase from them. And that's the same on snow days.
Yeah, I think snow days, it's an opportunity to be greedy versus fearful. Like you can go out and just try to catch. There's not going to be as many people out, but can you catch a few more people that day who maybe were going somewhere else and now they're going to come try you out? So maybe no one else comes in your store that day or comes by, but now you have a new person who's going to now loop you into their routine. And that's a long-term customer, which is a fascinating way to look at it. So it's a marketing opportunity. There's also just the opportunity to, you know, from a profitability standpoint, if you're going to lose a whole day, you know, that could be thousands of dollars of sort of expenses that you're not even remotely covering. So you have to make up for that on another day now. Yikes. Whereas even if you have a day where you barely, you know, you don't make a lot, but you have some sales, you're at least sort of eating into that loss a little bit. You know, it could be a day to try something new. You know, if you're a restaurant, maybe you know you're not going to have a lot of people, but you're probably in a spot where there's people around, right? Like go, you know, do up a lunch special and try to get every business around you to like buy it that day. Like, I think of the Night Kitchen in Peterborough. They used to do, I forget what it was, they called it, like, I think they called it cheeser bags, or if they had extra pizzas, they would just put them on sale for like the next whatever minutes, and people came in and got them. You know, something like that, where it's like, you know, snow day lunch special. You know, you're trying something new that day, and you sort of make it fun for everyone around you. Like, there's, you know, there's a million ideas. Like, pick 10 ideas and have them ready for, you know, your next snow day, so that you know, hey, it's going to be a different kind of day, but let's do this, 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 and this, and, you know, try something new that day.
Yeah. Like, people don't really stop needing products and services. Like, I didn't even think about a lot of the points you brought up, but the idea of expenses, and you're going to be out X amount of dollars that day, and you're going to make that up. That's challenging. You're not going to make it up because those people didn't purchase elsewhere that day either. They probably did. So like, they're not coming back days later, and you're going to now have more sales from them. That sale's gone. You're losing money, and you're losing long-term money from those customers that have gone elsewhere and created another habit.
Yeah. And I think the other thing to note, there's that. And then overall, I think sort of to steal a conversation to snow weather in general is expensive, and we have to plan for it. I think I shared this cool stat with you, but in the United States, the Department of Commerce, most of what they do is track weather. And it's, you know, the whole weather alert system. There's a, you know, you can get into some pretty huge politics in the US about who owns the weather network and sort of controls the information of like weather stations. You know, all of this, you know, we have apps on our phone now with the weather. These things originated because of business. Because in the U.S., tornadoes wreak havoc on business.
Yeah.
Big rainstorms and wind, you know, would delay trucks. They delay shipments. You know, there's some, you know, shipwrecks for ages have been like, you know, you run into a hurricane. So, you know, the more data you have to miss that, you know, the less impact it has on business and commerce. So when we're in a winter state, or, you know, cottage country where it rains, these things are events that are going to happen. We've invested so that we have information to predict them, so we can lessen the negative impacts on business. But I think, you know, planning for that now allows us to figure out and think, what are the positive impacts? So like, in, you know, if it's a rainy day at the cottage, that could be good for your business, because now people are going to leave and they want to go somewhere where they can do something that's not the cottage. You know, it's hard to compete with a beautiful, perfect weather day at the cottage for somebody, but you can, you know, be the go-to place on a rain day. You know, a snow day could be something similar. Again, not everyone's going to be able to get out. Some people have small cars and huge laneways, and it is expensive to run snow plows and different things, but, you know, what is that opportunity for you to do on that day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the other cool, or the other thing to remember about sort of impact of snow is that it's expensive, and your expenses go up that day as well. So if you're a business and you're paying to plow your parking lot, plow the front of the store, you know, you may want just enough sales to cover that for the day. That might be your, right? Like, you know, I work in downtown Lindsay, and, you know, on snow days, like, the streets packed with snow. And then, you know, you're asking for, you know, tax money to clear it so that people can get down and get through. Like, there's a cost to having these weather events, and, you know, we need to be aware of them. We can't just pretend that they don't exist. And we got to make up for it, which we need sales to do.
Yeah. And those sales aren't just going to come back to you. Like, I'm convinced people are not going to wait the day most of the time. Like, if it's something that's a necessity, they're just going to get it elsewhere. And honestly, like, you've broken that habit and that routine, and people are going to make a new habit and routine. Like, oh, wow, this was really convenient. I'm going to just go do this next time, right?
Yeah. Or they realize they don't need it. Right. Like,
yeah,
they either are like, oh, I desperately need this, so I'm going out, I'm going to hunt it down and find it from whoever's open. Or they're like, oh, maybe I don't need this, you know, every day or today. And then they don't come to you next time, or they start coming less often. So there's all sorts of impacts to what, you know, these days can do or change. And there's not really that many of them. So I think it's important to have that plan of what to do, and maybe understand like what, you know, what does constitute like that real sort of emergency where, yeah, you can't get in for the whole day.
Yeah, it's a good point. You're telling people by shutting down that you're not necessary, that you don't need to be purchased from, that you're not that important. We can't be doing that as businesses. Yeah, we can't be doing that from a marketing perspective. We can't tell people that, you know what, it's actually not that important that you buy that from us today. You don't really need to do that today. Just come back another time. That's a disaster.
Yeah, that's a funny one. It's interesting. A couple more thoughts. I think part of our snow day off thing, be interesting to see if it changes over time. Because I think it goes back to like schools and snow day when you're a kid and it's like a free day and it's awesome. And, you know, I remember like being in the early in the working world and like being at work in a snow day and people just would be like, oh, I'm not coming in today, snow day. And I'm like, what? Like, who said that? Like, I don't think we have rules around that and we're like supposed to be working today, but you just don't come in. Like, you know, snow days aren't just automatic for everyone. And then, you know, it's not always the whole day you need. Like, you know, sometimes you just are like an hour late because your road wasn't plowed and you can still, you know, show up and do some work, or, you know, at least by noon, like everything's clear and ready to go. Like you could be going. But what's interesting spinoff of the pandemic is, you know, now a lot of times, you know, snow days aren't complete days off. There is some schoolwork. It's different, but there is that expectation that, oh, there'll be something coming through from the teacher. You have to check on your work. There's, you know, it's not just, oh, see you later, come back another day. So that'll be interesting to see if the kids these days are being, you know, trained that, you know, a snow day is different, but it's not sort of completely off, if that will sort of filter through.
Yeah, there's been some weird stuff with the school board and snow days. And I got information the other day that it might be COVID related, why we're having so many of these snow days, where it used to be that if buses were canceled, you'd still have to go into school, right? Like the teachers still have to work. They're still getting paid. It's still a school day. But now when the buses are canceled for, I guess it's the public board in Kawartha Lakes, no one goes in. So like we live not even a minute from my kids' school and we drive them every day. So we have to keep them home those days and nothing else happens. Like the whole school is just basically shut down, which I don't think it makes any sense. Like, that's not the snow day we grew up with, right? So I thought this was just like a ridiculous board thing. But then someone on Friday told me it might be a ripple effect of COVID, where they don't want just people coming in, which also I don't really understand why that makes sense. But anyways, so we'll see how that goes. Because the snow day situation, even this year, in 2022, in the 6 weeks that they've been in school, I think that they've had at least three instances of snow days. And in those instances, I think all of them had multiple days. So I honestly think they've been off 6 days in the last 6 weeks because of snow. And how many of those days were really necessary? Oh, that's really subjective. I honestly want to say maybe one. I'll give them one, right? Where it was, I'm fine with the buses being closed. Or sorry, the bus is being canceled. That's not an issue. I 100% understand that. You can't have a torpedo with little children flying down country roads on ice roads, right? That can't happen. That needs to be canceled. But the schools can stay open. You can get kids into schools if they choose to. Teachers can't just throw their hands up and be like, we're not working today because of the road conditions. I don't know how that happened. It's nonsense. Anyways.
That's awesome. That's a sort of a different podcast, but I think just my spouse being a teacher, again, cultural shifts over time. When I was a kid, like, we used to have to listen to see if our bus was canceled.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't cancel all of them. It would be like, you'd be, you know, hovered around the radio to find out if your bus was coming that day. And if you had like an old farmer bus driver who like wasn't canceling the bus route, like, you were going.
We get text messages now. It's great. And I'm not complaining about, like, the notification and communication is wonderful. They text you, they call you, and then they email you. But
yeah, we used to have that. So, like, you know, there was lots of days where, like, some kids were there, some weren't. The kids in town who live close were there. And I think over time what they found, you know, my wife being a teacher at high school, you know, if the buses were canceled, the town kids were like, I'm not coming to school. And I think in town for, like, elementary school, you know, a lot of parents would, again, not take their kids either. So then you start thinking, like, okay, how many kids do we need in the building to have that snow day policy or that snow day? You know, if there's one kid in each class, you know, who's doing that? I remember, you know, they would collapse all the kids into like one or two classes, and it'd be like, you know, crazy amounts of gym time and like watching movies and doing stuff. Like, I loved snow days.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
At school, but now I don't think it's really the same for that. So it can change. And that's not necessarily small business, but I think it also shows, you know, people who do have kids and small business, it's like, you can't just take the kids to school. So, you know, they're there, maybe have to come to work with you. But again, that could be an opportunity as well, right? For the kids to hang out at the business or, you know, do something that day.
Yeah. And that's interesting because we talked about preparing and planning for it. I don't know what makes them decide if it's a snow day or not, or how to cancel buses. So, like, we don't really have the tools as business owners or people to understand, when is it that bus going to be canceled? When is my kid not going to school that day? Besides being notified at like 6 a.m. the day of, right? So that is challenging, but that would be interesting to know more about.
Yeah, it's just fascinating, I think, to see the different info. You get that info. Sometimes it's like, I think they're doing more across the board type of decisions where, and that's a bit of an equity and access to school thing too, where, you know, just because you live on a country road that's a sheet of ice, but all the kids on plowed roads get to go, you know, they sort of shut down all the buses more than they used to. And again, good decision or not, that's sort of their policy. So as business owners, we could follow that. You know, there's just lots of things to do, you can do or think about. And I think that's, you know, if we wrap up on one thought, is see it as an opportunity. It's not a surprise. It happens. Your business has to continue on. If you need ideas for, hey, what can I do? You know, we could come up with a bunch so that you're not waking up being like, oh, it's a snow day and I'm staring, wondering what to do. You could have a, you know, a snow day plan for like, okay, here's how we have fun on a snow day and how we make it useful for our business.
Yeah. My last thought, if you're going to ask me, would be that I think we need to snow to stop infringing on our freedom.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. All right. If you want to talk about snow days for your business, how we can help you adapt to them, we'd love to have that conversation. We'd like to work with you as well. We can help you start, grow, or recharge your business. You can check us out at kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. Or just send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.